Well, good morning, beloved. And again, thank you for welcoming me into your home for this Wednesday edition of the 5-Minute Journey. And today we find ourselves in Psalm 28. Today's reading opens with a plea for God's help and concludes with words of thanksgiving and praise. And again, God's guiding word for us this week is prayer. So let's begin. O Lord, my defender, I call to you. Listen to my cry. If you do not answer me, I will be among those who go down to the world of the dead. Hear me when I cry to you for help. Then lift my hands towards your holy temple. Do not condemn me with the wicked, with those who do evil, those whose words are friendly but have hatred in their hearts. Punish them for what they have done, for the evil they have committed. Punish them for all their deeds. Give them what they deserve. They take no notice of what the Lord has done or of what he has made. So he will punish them and destroy them forever. Give praise to the Lord. He has heard my cry for help. The Lord protects and defends me. I trust in him. He gives me help and makes me glad. I praise him with joyful songs. The Lord protects his people. He defends and saves his chosen king. Save your people, Lord, and bless those who are yours. Be their shepherd and take care of them forever. And then God's, the key verse for today is Psalm 28, verse 6. Give praise to the Lord. He has heard my cry for help. You know, we see in this short little chapter, the first half is basically crying out for help. God, don't neglect me. I have these needs. I'm being overcome. Then a comparison with, you know, here are evil people over here, and, you know, these people do bad things. They deserve to be punished and all of that. And then he goes right into a time of thanksgiving. And, you know, this really struck me because, you know, we're very quick to go to the Lord and give him our complaints. We are very quick to go to the Lord and tell him how things are not, fair. We're very quick to go to the Lord and cry out and tell him, oh, we have all of these needs. But I think our hearts need to be a little bit more like the psalmist here, who goes to the Lord and he does all those things, but then he begins to give thanks. It's a praises of thanksgiving. I think God just might be a little bit more desirous of hearing our prayers when we come to him, if we would stop every once in a while and give him praise for his love, what he's already provided for in our lives. Yeah, I think he likes it when we thank him. Let's pray. Loving and merciful God, like a shepherd, you care for your people. Listen to my cry and hear my prayers, Lord. For the prayer, the needs of our church are many, and you alone, Father God, can answer those prayers. And it's in your holy name I pray. Amen. Well, all right. Our Wednesday together has come to an end. Join me tomorrow when we'll be reading Psalm 31, a prayer of trust in God. And until tomorrow morning then, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.